Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I. Shabua Tov, Shabua, the seven, this new seven here, 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 here. We're at the first day. First day known as Sunday, and here, here for the Sunday service. Going to continue the Aliyot, the readings and feedings. We left off at the third Aliyot. That means we have the fourth to the seventh, plus we have the prophet's reading from Isaiah, Yeshayahu, Esaias, chapter 1. Also the reading from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verses 1 to 21. And this season, this time, and the connection with Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av. A little bit more on the Tisha B'Av. So here, here, as we just left off with the After Shabbat, RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study Podcast right there, Rastafari Podcast Radio Podcast right there, and here, 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 picking up with the Sunday service, Devarim, Devarim, Devarim. The words, the words, the words, every time I hear the word. Now, we began off with a live Prince Farai, you know, that the live session, but because of the time, we went to the, I think, the album version, but hopefully you hear the live session is also very, very prophetic. Now, there's some themes here, also Shabbat Chazon, Chazon, right, the Sabbath of the vision, the Chazon, in the Hebrew, the Chazon, right? The Haftarah also for the Chazon. There's a fast that many Yehudi do, and we done did at this time for the Tisha B'Av, for the ninth of the Hebrew month of Av. Av, or some would say Av, Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, right? And there's some themes here as we begin off in the book of Devarim, Deuteronomy, the Mishnah HaTorah. The Mishnah HaTorah that's found in the Hebrew, the repetition of the law, this is where the name of the book also comes out in the translations like the Septuagint to be Deuteronomos, or the repetition of the law. And then we have the Royal Amharic Orit, the Torah, Zedagim, of the repetition. So we got to do our reps, do your reps and stay iritically fit. So we have Ha Shevenu Adonai, also another theme. Touching on a few of these themes here, see how much we can get in, you know, in this, you know, at this time, this Iowa. Righteous judgment is also a theme that comes forward. Moses gives his farewell address to Yisrael, to Israel. And this is called Devarim, the words, or it could be the things, the things, the words or the things. Eile ha-Devarim, eile these, eile ha-Devarim, these are the words found in the opening. Now, when we get to Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 18, when it speaks about writing a copy of the Torah, this is what we get, Mishneh. Somebody done said Mishneh, Shana, right? The second, Mishneh HaTorah, a copy of the Torah, of the direction instructions. Thus, we get the sense of the second law, or Deuteronomy. Generally speaking, this book here represents Moses' farewell address to Yisrael, speaking to a new generation, the children of the parents who had the fathers, mainly who had gone astray because they listened to the 10 spies and a lot of other things they basically did. There's a few faithful remnant. Josh said he would, you know, spear them like Joshua and Caleb, right? Because they brought back a good witness of the good land of the Eretz HaTova, Ethiopia, Tovia, east of the River Nile. So the farewell address, he reviews and summarizes the history, the story, the narrative, the history of what had gone on before. It's like for Jababies and the babes even today, the youths, right? They need to know, well, what's the true history of I and I people, of Yahweh, truth, and life that has occurred before, as well as the direction instruction that were given to the people, also how their forefathers, how our forefathers, even here in this wilderness of North America, more or less, more they didn't do, right, unless they did, you know, and we here still in this wilderness, but we're at the edge. Don't push, well, we're already at the edge of this 400 years. But there's a repeated warning that obedience to Shema, when we say Shema, Shema in the Hebrew, Shema, Shema, Shema in the Royal Amharic, speaking to a singular male, an individual male, Shema, 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 Yisrael, speaking to all Israel as one corporate body, all man as one man, called Ish Yisrael. There is a repeated warning that obedience, Shema, to hear, to feel it, to obey it, right, will bring baraka, blessing, baraka, while disobedience, not hearing or plain ignorant, right, will bring disaster. The series of personal discourses, some may call this like Moshe's Darasha. Darasha is like a sermon, right? Darasha, Derese in them heart, Darasha, Dersan, and we have the Midrash, Midrash. His discourses or his sermons, right, in this book all have a tone. They have a tone, a tone, a tone. Can you hear Moshe's ringtone? It's a tone of rebuke, reproof, and admonition. And indeed, some of the ancient sages of Ainai people say it resembles a sort of a, some compared to like a deathbed blessing, a deathbed baraka. Moshe knows that, you know, he has a little time left, and so he gives this new generation and all of Israel a reasoning, and going in on it. He goes in on it, right? This is not unlike Jacob. Remember Yaakov, the patriarch Jacob? He had a baraka too, right, that was given to his sons. It was like a deathbed. You know, he was about to go out of this world, return to, say, Hashem, as it were, return, right? And he blessed them. But in that blessing, he went into their particular natures, right, giving them warnings, instruction, as well as showing them in vision the chazon, the ra'i, right, the ra'i, a vision of things to come. Now, our Torah portion, reading and feeding right here, right, this parasha for the Shabuah, the very first book of Deuteronomy, right, the first of the book of Deuteronomy, begins with Moses recounting the journey from Mount Sinai to the edge of the Promised Land. He mentioned the difficulty of personally governing. You know, he tried to personally govern. Wow, Moshe. Personally governing Ha'am, Jah people, and recalled how he set up a system of judges. So you talked about that in the previous, in the, what was it, Psalm, was it Psalm 82, right? The Tuesday, the third day Psalm, right? The system of judges, who are also called Hebraically the Elohim, collectively speaking. So yes, we are Elohim, we are gods, but not in an individual sense, but when we function together as Jah's agents, as Ha'ilahim's agents, according to his directions, instructions. So Moshe has set up a system of the Shoftim, right, to help him administer justice, tzedek, justice, righteousness in the sense of justice, like Melchizedek, of justice among the various tribes, the cliques and the clans. Something that I think Movado says, sings this in one of his songs, all clans in one order, in Jah order. Moshe then reminded Ha'am, the people, Jah people, of the sin, the fukari, right, of the spies, of the tourists, right, who went Hebraically to tour the land, and the rebellion of the people at a place called Kadesh Barnea. We liken the Kadesh Barnea and the revelation to the, well, Kadesh means holy, Kadesh, like a holy place, like a holy spot. Barnea means wavering, right? It's remind me of Garnet Silk's tune, splashing, dashing, restless sea, you know, sometimes happy, sometimes sad, up and down, yay and nay. He says, let your yay be yay. Robeno says, let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. So it's interesting that this place is called the Kadesh, the holy place of wavering, like wavering at the holy place. Yeah, Jah people are at the holy place. Yeah, they're in the holy things. Yeah, they have the holy name, even that new name, that precious name, that new name Rastafari, but they're wavering at the holy. It reminds me of the black Chad. right? Now, this led to Ha'Elohim's decree that no one of that generation, the 70 to 80-year generation that Moshe talks about in his prayer, I think that's Psalm 90. Let's just confirm that right here, Psalm 90. You hear some folks talk about, oh, well, you know, somebody living about 70-something years or 80 years, they say, well, they got what job promised them. No, you're misreading. You're misinterpreting. You're right. In the fourth book of the Psalms, Psalm 90, there's a prayer to Tefillah of Moshe, the Ish, Ha'Elohim. Interesting, he's the Ish, the man of Ha'Elohim. And when we scroll through this psalm and get to the 10th verse, 10 words, 10 verse, the days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, they be 80 years. So for all the ones and ones that might not understand the old English, 70 is 20. So 70 is 20 times 3. Right? So that would be 2, 4, 6. 60 plus 10, 70. And if by reason of strength, 80, there'll be 80 years. Yet their strength is labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Another Rhema tune there, the flyaway tunes, right? So this right here, Moses' psalm, a psalm attributed to Moshe, Psalm 90. This is where they get this idea of, you know, is appointed like, you know, 70 years or 80 years. That was to the rebellious patriarchal generation of the wilderness who had blasphemed and slandered the good land, and also discourage the hearts of a whole nation of people. We talk about repatriation is a must. Yes, sustainable repatriation is a must. But what happened even with Shashamani? What happened? The land there, a few went over there, and then we have 12 pioneer settlers who also signed a certain agreement that we can get into more. But it's interesting because we have that two and ten, two giving a true witness and 10 giving somewhat of a discouraging witness that discouraged a whole generation. Get into that a little bit more. Take note. So Jah's decree was that no one of that generation would live to enter the land of Canaan. So you hear a lot of the youth speaking about the elders, and maybe certain elders have misled or, you know, misled ones and ones, you know, the ancients, the elders. But we have something like this here in this Torah reading and feeding, and for good reason. Gormawi, Nagusa Nagas, the Imperial Majesty, Katamawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. He says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. Right? So beware of those who want to claim the name of Rastafari, even Rasta, and go against that kingsiple, that principle. Tell them to repent. You must be born again. Right? No one of that generation would even live to enter the land of Canaan, except for Caleb, and Yehoshua, and Joshua. Moses, Moshe then provided an outline of the 38-year exile of the Israelites back toward the Sea of Reeds, the Yam Suf, the Etara Bahir in the Royal Amharic, the Eritrean Sea or the Sea of Reeds, into the desert, the wilderness, the Midbar regions, and then back again until the subsequent generation was ready to enter, until the next generation. Interesting that His Majesty would say that he would be succeeded by the oncoming generation. Remember that word of His Majesty, right? That next generation, the X generation, then that find the true cross generation. So these are the words. Eleh. Hadibarim, Asher Diber Moshe Il Kol Yisrael. Ele Hadibarim. These are the words that Moses spoke to all Yisrael, to all of Israel. So here we're at what's known as the Shabbat Chazon. Shabbat, the Sabbath of the Chazon. Right? The Chazon is the vision. The vision. My people perish, right? Right, are destroyed for lack of knowledge, but also without a vision, the people perish. So here's a Shabbat Chazon. The Sabbath that immediately precedes the fast of the Tisha B'Av, the Tisha, the ninth Tisha. Tisha is ninth in Hebrew. B'Av, of the Av, or the month of Av. And this is called the Shabbat Chazon, the Sabbath of Vision. Since the Haftarah that is read is Isaiah, Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 25, that describes the vision of the prophet Isaiah regarding the imminent destruction of Ha-Hekal, of the temple. So we have the two destructions of the temple of Jerusalem, right? It's 70 AD and the AD and in the BC. And it's interesting with we the black Jews and the Congregation of Commandment Keepers, some of the events that destroyed some of the good works that were going on of that congregation up at One West, up in Harlem, also occurred, also connected with the Tisha B'Av. The patterns, learn the patterns. As Moshe was told, take heed to the pattern. Pattern recognition is a must. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Jehovah has spoken. Though I brought up and raised my children, they have rebelled against me. These are also the word sounds of the King Messiah, the King of Kings, and Negus, even Negus and Neges. He brought up and he raised his children. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopian, the near children of Israel? And what did them do? They rebelled against he who be, we be his divine magic, Kamala Hadassah circa 1974-75. And the destructions. And even right now, there's still a warning. It's not something that we definitely don't desire this, but the cross, the church, there was a threat by certain ones, some might call Islamo fascists, or these or those, which they're basically, when you trace who they are part of these, whatever religion they want to call themselves, they're part of these who fought against Israel. And in ancient days, black Israel in ancient days, and destruction to the nation of the cross. So we would hope that the faithful Ethiopians, the careful Ethiopians, be on high alert. Now, when it was first recorded, Isaiah's vision of the destruction to come was still future. And the Israelites, the Yehudim, the Judahites, the tribe of Judah still had a chance to repent. The Judahites still had a chance to repent, to change their mind from the 180 astray to Yahweh, truth and life, before the great tragedy befell them. However, since they refused to do teshuvah, shu mean to turn, teshuvah, to turn, return, repent, to turn from their astray way, their backward ways, and come forward to the way of his divine majesty, calamity overtook them. Today, the Haftarah is traditionally chanted, you know, in traditional chanting to a haunting melody. It's a haunting melody. And that melody is known as the Megillat Eicha. And if you heard in the third Aliyah, where Moses said, how, Eich. So Eicha is like to say how, but it's like a way of saying like a lamentation. Eich, like something happened to one. You know, ring the alarm. Something happened to one, and one's like, Eich. So this is a melody. It's a haunting melody. You know, it's like a deep dub, right? It's a chan, right? It was written by the prophet Jeremiah, right? Ermias, who was an eyewitness to the destruction, the downstruction, the deconstruction, and the fall of Yehuda, the fall of Judah, and Yerushalayim, and Jerusalem. That's what the word sound comes out. Turn thou to I and I, O Jehovah, and we shall be turned. Where, you know, we've gone so astray. Sometimes one can go so astray, they need help getting back to the right way. you know, like fall in the pit. You need some help to get out of it. Not only you fell in it, but you fell and you hurt yourself in there. You know, you need help. So here we chant, turn thou to I and I, right? Turn I and I. Turn the I and I to the I, O Jehovah, and I and I shall be turned. Renew the days as of old. And it's interesting in the Hebrew, right? We call this the Hashabenu Yahuwah Eleka, where Nashu Hashabenu, turn thou I and I to the I, Hashabenu Yahuwah Eleka, to the I, Eleka, to the I male, where Nashu, with Nashu, Nashu, and I, Nashu, Naamin, Nashu, will be turned. Renew our days as of old. Chadesh, Chadesh, Yameinu, Chadesh, renew. Chadesh, make Adis, Adas, Chadash, make new. Yameinu, Yameinu, our days, our Yamin, Yameinu, our days. K'edem, k'as k'edem, as the k'edem, as the k'edem, as k'edemawi, Haile Selassie so say, but as the ancient days, as the k'edem, so in the Hebrew we have the k'edem, even the k'edem of k'edemawi, Haile Selassie. So during the last 9 days, of what's known as the 3 weeks of sorrow, it is common to confess the ukaris, the fukari in I and I lives that likewise contribute to the lack, what we call lacking in Ha'el, Ha'el, in the power of the Almighty, Ha'elahim's presence, his perception, seeing things his way, not our way, in I and I midst, in the innermost of the innocence. Hashabenu Adonai Leka Winashua Chadesh Amenu K'edem. Turn I and I to the I, O Jehovah, and I and I shall be turned. Renew I and I days as of old. Chadesh Yamenu K'edem. So this is the word here, connected with the Shabbat Chazon, a time of Iowa traditionally of mourning. So even we did an earlier vlog and video on the old YouTube Rastafari sabbatical channel, like to fast or not to fast, right? Because remember, we have come into the Hadash, the Brit Hadash, right? The renewed covenant. Though Shabbat Chazon is a time of mourning, it's also a time of hope, of expectation. Tikwa, hatikwa, hatikva, hatikwa in the Hebrew. Tesva, tesva in the Royal Amharic. HaTorah, the Torah, the Orit. Reading for Shabbat Chazon is always the parashat, the portion, the mana, the barim. It's always the barim, the first portion of the book of Deuteronomy. In this reading, Moshe, he details the victorious battles, the battles with Sihon, king of the Amori, the Amorites, the Anglo-Americans nowadays, you know, and Og, king of Bashan. And it's interesting because this is where we have a new generation, the youths. The youths are getting these victories that their patriarchs had slacked and lacked on. We can see this even now here in the years after 400 years, 2019, 2020, right? 2020, that's good vision. Because it speaks of Jehovah's victory, the sages, the ancient sages, they recommended envisioning, get the vision within of the future Hekal, the future temple. So the temple reasoning is a very important reasoning, even in the new and living way. Know ye not that your bodies are the temple? That will be built by HaMoshiach, by the Messiah at this time, at this Iowa. So it's interesting that we have the Tisha B'Av occurring right in the season, right? The season of the birthday, the earth day, of the man child, Lit Tefarai, yes, I, So the reading, the feeding, Moshe details the victorious battles of the new generation against Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan. Because it speaks of Jah's victory, the sages recommended that we envision the future temple that will be built by the Messiah at this Iowa. According to the Yehudi tribe, the tribe of Judah, the ancient tribe, after the Messiah comes, HaMashiach, after Christos, in a new covenant sense, the translation, comes and restores Yisrael, Tisha B'Av will become one of the happiest days of the year. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals of hell. Weep not, behold. Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, yes, I, Rastafari. So after Moshiach comes, even the King Messiah, this time, this Iowa here, the Tisha B'Av, although it's celebrated on the, what we call the lunar calendar, right, the transference from the lunar to the solar, right, right here, 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 this day, right now, is the 9th of Av. Sunday, the first day, July 18th, 2020, is the Tisha B'Av. And we know this is right in the season of the 23rd of July, right? The birthday of the man child, Lidz Tefarai, Makonnen, the 9th of Av. And Av means father. How interesting is that? In the later naming of the months, this moon is known as the father. So the 9th of the father. And, you know, the number 9 is the number of Rastafari revelation. Yes, I, Rastafari, the number 9. And the square root of number 9 is the Trinity. Yes, I, praise be his divine majesty. So here, 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 in the season, in the time, and for the Shabbat Chazon, the Sabbath of the vision, right? Here, 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 right? The connection of this. So we have Lamentations chapter 5, verse 21. So we're going to seek to ride up with lamentation. So this is also brought out in the psalm, right, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, for the Sabbath, the seventh day, corresponding with the Rastafari sabbatical study podcast, right, we had Psalm 30. And Psalm 30, verse 10, verse 11 says, "Hear, O Jehovah, and have mercy upon I and I. Jehovah, be thou I and I helper." Verse 11, "Thou hast turned for me, for I and I, my mourning into dancing. I and I mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth, my crucksack, yes, and girded I and I with happiness, with gladness. To the end, to the fulfillment, that glory, my glory, may sing praise, eyes is to the eye, and not be silent, that my glory," and we brought it out when we went through the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals, His Majesty's Bible, the King of Kings Bible, Kibre is she, so that she may sing eyes is to thee, speaking to he who be who he be, and not be silent. Yahuwah Elohai, Hailei, my power. I will give thanks, young for Isis, to the eye for Iva. So that's more of the fuller fullness of the Tisha B'Av, for I and I. So here in the season, July 17th and 18th, for the 9th of the Hebrew month of Av. Right, the 9th of the Hebrew month of Av. Look more. Just a little more right here, here, here. We're going to continue with the reading and feeding. So coming to the fulfillment of what's known as the 3 weeks of sorrow. Now, we didn't emphasize that here, though we have touched on that previously in the study, because the question was brought to I and I by the Isla Iri, the Holy Spirit, to fast or not to fast at this time. And seeing in the fulfillment of the King of Kings Christ, right, here is where it goes from a time of mourning, right, to a time of dancing, right, putting off the crucksack, the sackcloth, and girding I and I ourselves with gladness to the fulfillment that I and I glory may praise eyes as he who he be, and that she won't be silent. Yahuwah Elohai, he who he be, Elohai, Kedemah, we have a Selassie, Elohai, highly I. I will give thanks, young, for eyes is to the eye, for I've. Tisha B'Av, let's look at the time right here. Going to ride up. But the Tisha B'Av, so one may know what the gathering is for. I and I know what this gathering's for, that we know what the gathering's for. The Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of the month of Av. This is an annual day, right, of mourning. It begins as mourning, but in the new and the living way of the King of Kings Christ, he turns that mourning into joy. Because we see the birth of the King, right? The King, you know, even the King of Kings. Yes, I, that man child born there, Ethiopia, with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Yeah, right? So the mourning into joy, recalling the many tragedies and the reasons why that have befallen, right, Jah people. Over the centuries, even the once lost, now found black and brown sheep of the Bayit Yisrael, but more especially the destruction of the Isla Temple, the Holy Temple, and the ongoing Galut, the Galut. When we talk about the anti-repatriation state, the Sheol, that brings out the state of the Galut. The Galut is the exile, even here in the Americas and the Caribbean, of Yisrael, of the Israelites of Ethiopia. This year, Tisha B'Av, it begins Saturday, right, on the Sabbath day, July 17th, at sundown, and it runs for 25 hours until Sunday, July 18th, 1 hour after sundown. Now, there's some customs that traditionally observed, right, namely a fast, right, which is similar among those who fast according to the old way. We're looking at the old way, what we have done, you know, that blues, all of that, and then the joy of the King of Kings of Yahweh, truth and life, right? So the fast is similar to Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. Tisha B'Av is generally regarded as the saddest day of the Judaic year, right? And that's apart from the Brit Chadasha of Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach and our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even sadder, some say, than Yom HaKippurim, than the Day of Atonement, since it was on this date that both the first and second temples of Jerusalem were destroyed. And the Judahite people were forced into Galut, in the Hebrew Galut or Sidet, into exile. This is why I and I people over here in the Geechee and the Gullah, as we call Gullah, right? I wonder whether the Gullah has anything to do with the Gala people, but the Galut, into exile here in the Americas and the Caribbean. The root of these tragedies is said to go back to the Exodus from Egypt, from Mitzrayim, when Jehovah decreed a 40-year exile from the promised land because of the sin, the ukkery, the lacking of the spies, when? On the 9th of Av, the 9th of the Hebrew month of Av. In addition, Aharon died on Av first, according to Numbers chapter 33, verse 38. And this was said to foreshadow the destruction of the temple. Now, the Old Testament is said to be a shadow. The Old Testament is said to be a shadow. Well, what is a shadow? A shadow means that there's an object that's in light. An object must be in light, must be illuminated in order to cast a shadow. Take note. So it's a foreshadowing of the destruction of the temple. Remember the reason that Robeinu, Einai Rabbi, Memherachin, Yeshua, Jesus Christos, had with the black Yehudi and the Judahites of the first century time, when they were talking about the temple and destroying the temple 3 days and all that, and they were talking about, well, look at the temple, it was like 40-something, 49 or something years in the building and everything, and they did not know he was speaking of the temple of his body. The sages call the prophetic principle, there's a prophetic principle. This is known as Ma'aseh Avot Simam La Bani, The deeds of the fathers are signs for the children. Ma'aseh, ma'aseh, abot, the ma'aseh, the doings of the abot, of the fathers, simam, labanim, simam are signs, labanim, for the banim, for the sons. So the deeds of the fathers are signs for the sons. In the direct Hebrew, the sons, so whom more is given, more is required. Man up. The ninth of Ab is the lowest point of the three-week period of mourning that began with a fast on the 17th day of the fourth month. Now, that fast was undertaken to recall the first breach. The first breach, we are called to be repairers of the breach and the way of liberty of a divine majesty. But the fast on the 17th day of the fourth moon was to was undertaken to recall the first breach in the walls of Jerusalem, in the firewall of Jerusalem that could not be breached if the people had remained in obedience. That firewall was breached by the Babylonians before the first temple was destroyed. The 3 weeks of sorrow is intended to instill a sense of teshuva, of repentance, of a change of mind, checking on thyself, and to prepare for the messianic redemption, right? The messianic redemption, the redemption of Jah people, and for I and I, for the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Hear, hear, hear. The dates during the 3 weeks of sorrow, we had Sunday, June 27th, the fast of the fourth moon, sunrise to sunset fast, and then on the Friday, July 9th, Rosh Chodesh Ab, right, which begins and began actually at sunset, and the Ab is the fifth month. So in the ancient most times, it was only known by numbers. After the people came back from Babylon, like us coming from America and the Caribbean, there's some things that we have developed in our tradition. One of them was the names. So the name of the fifth moon was Ab or Av, and that means father. Friday, July 16th, Holy Imperial Ethiopian Constitution Day, is the Shabbat Chazon. Check out the podcast, the Rastafari Sabbatical, the Rastafari Podcast, radio podcast from the 16th of July, 2021. Check it out in the replay. You can listen to it in the bite-sized portion, download it and share it. But definitely get the vision, right? The vision, Shabbat Chazon, the Sabbath before, right? Tisha B'Av. And then for the Sabbath day, July 17th, Tisha B'Av, the 24 to 25-hour fast that ends at sundown, July 18th. Now, for us in Janu and the living way, here's for us where it's happiness, it's joy. It's just when we're in Yahweh. We recognize the sadness of before, and we study and we learn from the examples. But now we move onward and upward in the King of Kings highway. Yes, I, Rastafari. There's another section right here. Let's see if we can share this section right here. Yeah. The sacrifices of Elohim, a spirit of broken, right? A heart being broken and contrite. Oh, Elohim, you will not despise. It's from Psalm 51 and 17, which is also, according to the royal order, a psalm that comes up in the season. And actually, according to the royal order, right, Psalm 51, right? Yeah. You know what's interesting? We had played Psalm 51 when it was another psalm. We had played 51, but it came up on the 6th. The 6th of July, according to the royal order, the 6th of July, Psalm 51 is also a psalm for this time that brings out the real sacrifices, right? One had shared something where you know, kind of adaptation of what the prophet Samuel said, right? Obedience is better than sacrifice, but you know, the daughter of Jerusalem, of Zion, has said, obedience is better than being sacrificed. Wow. Wow. Zivchei Elohim, ruach, nisha bara. Lev Nishbar. Where Nidkeh Elohim Lo Tivzeh. That brings out the sense of the sacrifice of Elohim, or a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O Elohim, the eye will not despise. The eye will not despise. So some of the Torah readings for the Tisha B'Av, just to bring a fuller fullness so we can see from the sadness, right, from the mourning to the dancing, right? What is the reason? Comic reason, the reason, right, why I and I, elders and patriarchs, why they were sad and why they had the Tisha B'Av as one of the saddest days, but why it should be for I and I one of the happiest times and period because of that birth of the man child and that fullness of the King Messiah and the redemption. Now, what we have to do is to be obedient, right, according to the book, by the book. Right? Because, see, emotions, mix-up moods and attitudes, they cloud judgment. There's a command and control, very, very important. Jah has commanded, right, and we are to fulfill it. But come, make a reason upon it. The Torah readings for the Tisha B'Av, for the ninth of the fifth moon, nine of the five, the ninth of the fifth moon, it allows I and I to express heartfelt grief over the loss of Zion, when Zion was lost. Remember the Kevod HaNeges? Yeah. Uh-huh. You can see a connection there. And now here's another question. Was the Ark and the 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel accompanying the son of King Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, Makeda, Queen of Sheba, to Ethiopia, right, where this man was to be born there according to the prophecy, was that on the Tisha B'Av too, where Solomon had this vision? Right, according to Kevod HaNeges, the glory, get it, to the end that my glory, the Kevod HaNeges, the glory of kings, right? Was that also a Tisha B'Av time? So for the Chabarim, for the companions, the associates, Mikai and I study, look into this. Because when you read it there, we like to bring this up, this is a Rhema right now word right here, even here on the ear, right? Where in the Kevod HaNeges, it says that Solomon had this vision of when the sun was shining. The sun is shining. The weather is sweet, yeah, right? Over Israel, Yisrael, that the sun began to go away. It went away where? To Ethiopia. Let's see if we can bring this up. And we're going to fulfill this right here and go on right here. But this Rhema word is just too sweet, right here, you know, because, let's get to that part where the sun, where Solomon has his vision, because the Irid is saying that this is what it was, a Tisha B'Av. This is a Tisha B'Av time too, because it brings out the roots, right? It brings out the essence, right? It brings out the word, where Solomon had his vision of the sun shining over Yisrael, over Israel, right? But the people of Israel, they hated the sun, right? The people of Israel started to hate the sun, right? And because of that, the sun said, all right, I'm getting up out of here, right? And the sun went to, right, the sun went to Ethiopia, the Israelites of Ethiopia. That's what the book says concerning Shem, right? The book speaks of Shem. Right, the book speaks of Shem. Right, so where was that? I'm trying to get this chapter right here. We're live on the air right here. Many of the ones and ones know this section, and here we have a new reprint. LOJ Society has a new reprint with a beautiful icon. Right, during the time of His Majesty, I think it was on one of the magazines, like was it Ebony or Jet magazine, of the Queen of Sheba, more like she really, really looked. You know, that black queen, black and comely. Yeah. So here, where's that vision where Solomon has the vision, right? He has this vision. Was it after he, I think it was after he had bedded Sheba. Then recall that. He had this vision and everything, and the sun had departed. Right? I'm looking in the version of it by what's his name? W.A. Wallace Budge, right? Wallace Budge. Okay, I know some of the brothers are probably shouting out like it's right there, there, there. You know, but maybe I'm just too excited. I got to just, you know, take some time right here and, you know, just find it and we'll bring it forward, right? But the sun departing from Israel and going to Ethiopia and the people of Ethiopia, you know, receiving the sun, you know, very well. And the sun is a metaphor, right? I see chapter 66 here in the covenant, I guess. It does bring out even more on the temple connection. Then it become clearer why and who, right, really put together the core Sheba and Menelik cycle. Also, another very good book, and give thanks to the scholar, the professor, Bernard Lehman, right, for his book. We have that also in the reprint concerning the Solomon and Sheba cycle. It's very, very important. There's gems right there. But here, here, here on the air, let's just go forward here and just fulfill this right here. So the 3 weeks of sorrow, right, the destruction of the temple. So Solomon also had that particular vision. And that destruction will be like a korban, a sacrifice, and the resulting, you know, subsequent exile known as the galut, right? The galut, the exile. During this time of the year, we would listen to Lamentation. So Lamentation is a book that is appointed for the reading from the scrolls. We go to the scroll of Lamentation or Eich. As Moses said in the third Aliyah, Eich, you know, when he lamented about, you know, the condition of the people. How was he to do this all himself? He says this, where is it, right here, in the third, it was the third Aliyah, right? The second to third Aliyah. Okay, here. Let's bring this forward. Going to Deuteronomy. Let's see, the third Aliyah is right here at Deuteronomy chapter 1 at verse 22, right? It begins off right there, you know, chant. How the good land, how they also look down on the good land, right? So it was a consequence of their actions. Right, dry your eye, you know, go from disobedience to obedience. The Tisha B'Av in the synagogue, the Mikurab, the synagogue originally was called the Moed. It's found in the Psalm. And then said they burned the synagogues of the land, and the Hebrews are Moed. Moed also means appointment, appointed time, right? The Ohel Moed is a tent of meeting. So the meeting, the place of meeting, the Moed. Right, the Moed services on the Greek, the synagoga, seen, mean together, gaga, to gather together, right? The services, the lights are dimmed. Turn the lights down low, right? The lights are dimmed, and the Aron HaKodesh. What is the Aron HaKodesh? The Aron, not Aharon. Aharon is Aaron, the man, the high priest, the first Christian, the first Messiah, the anointed of Israel. That's what we're saying, because that's why I said that Christ is that high priest, you know, that type of that Aaron in the fulfilled covenant. But the Aaron HaKodesh is the Holy Ark. The Holy Ark is called the Aaron HaKodesh, is draped in black. We drape the Aaron HaKodesh in black. In some Moedim, in some synagogues, some gatherings, right, the paroket is the curtain, is removed as a sign of mourning. Now, how interesting is that? And this is from an old Testament tribe tradition that even many of the Yehudim, many of the Jews, black and white and otherwise, you know, perform, right? And how interesting is when the Moshiach being crucified, that that veil, the paroket, was ripped. And then they already had this ancient, you know, tradition where they would even remove the paroket. The paroket was that veil between the holy, right, in the tent. There were two compartments, the holy, where the priest would go in there to eat, right, and to sup, right, and to reason. And then there was the Holy of Holies, where the high priest would go there and would commune, right, with he who be who he be, right, with the Ishants, right, and the ark. And between the cherubim and above the mercy seat, Jah said he would speak. So the crowns, we have the crowns on the Torah and the crowns on the ark. There's the crowns. That's what we say, like fukuri, right? F-U-C-K, fornication of the crown of the king, right? Because within the ark is the two tablets of law, and that is the only section that it says was directly both spoken by Jehovah and written by his finger, by his digits. So we had digital back then. Digits means finger. The crowns with tinkling bells are removed from the Torah scrolls. The crowns that have the tinkling bells are removed from the Torah scrolls, and the aggregants remove their leather shoes, and they do not greet each other. The chanter, right, like the Menatziah, the musical leader director, the cantor leads the prayers, reading in a mournful tone. And the cantillation is a chanting style, different styles of chanting, right? The cantillation for the scripture reading is set to an elegiac, a sorrowful melodies. Basically, we call the Hebrew blues, right? Like nobody knows, like to that, you know, those the Negro Hebrew is like suffering tongues. So many of those tunes right there kind of bring out that whole Tisha B'Av. Now, in the evening, the Ma'ariv, Lamentation, the whole book is read, Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 13 to chapter 9, verse 24. And then there's what's known as keynote. In the Hebrew, we call it keynote. In Amharic, we say the kineh woch. Kineh woch in Amharic, in the Hebrew, the keynote. These are like short kind of poems and compositions, but they have certain, like you could say, like these are like blues, right? Sad songs, so to speak. In the morning, the Shacharit, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 25 to 40 is read. And again, the whole book of Lamentations written by the prophet Jeremiah is read, as well as the book of Eob, the book of Job is read, as well as reading again Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 13 to chapter 9, verse 24. And for us in the Brit Chadasha, the Adis Kidan, the New Covenant sense, we read Acts of the Apostles chapter 9, verses 1 to 21, Luke chapter 1, verse 68, Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 44, Matthew chapter 24, and Mark chapter 13 again. These are the key for us in the new and the living way of the King of Kings Christ. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 1 to 21. Luke, chapter 1, verse 68. Luke, chapter 19, verses 41 to 44. Matthew, the whole chapter 24. Mark, the whole chapter 13. And we also say at this time from Psalm 122, the sixth verse particularly, is focused on, and I hope and pray the singers and players of instruments, the musicians, the singers and players will take out some of these key verses and do some songs, some praises, some chants, some eyes, you know, and I and I, according to ability to help and assist, will assist, you know, in any way with the Hebrew or the Royal Amharic with that as well. But Psalm 122, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Oh, a note right here. New Jerusalem, Lalibela. So let us pray for the peace of Lalibela. There have been threats, existential threats against that city by some religious so-called fanatics, right? And those and these and those have already made a threat to the nation of the cross. And we have Kedush Georgis, and that sign of the cross, and those 11 rock-hewn churches. So we have Psalm 122, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love her, be at peace. Shalom, Yerushalayim. Yishalayu Ohabayik, those who love her. Ask for, Ask for Shiloh, Shiloh, Shiloh. Ask, y'all. Ask, y'all. Ask for Shiloh, Shalom. For Shalom, for peace. Yerushalayim, for the peace of Jerusalem. Yishlayu, Yishlayu. Be at rest, those. May they be at rest. May they be at ease. May they be at peace. Yishlayu, O Habayik. O Habayik, in the ancient pointing, modern pointing, O Havayik, O Havayik. Ancient pointing, O Habayik. Those who love, them who love her, all of those who love her. So here, with Yerushalayim on I hearts and minds, right here. Let's share the Sheba choir. Sheba choir, bring up the Sheba choir, right? And the Chasida, or in the Amharic sense, Shimala, Agaratin Yerushalayim, Dana, Shimala. Here. Let's bring this forward. The Sheba choir. Sheba choir. Where is the Sheba choir? Right here. Let us acquire the Sheba choir. We played this before, but it brings out the sense. So one can hear a little bit of the word sound, like in the royal Amharic. Here we go. Sheba choir. Shimala is like the stork. In Hebrew, we say chasida. The chasida is a stork, right? But then chasid is those who have received mercy, is one of the words for saints, like the chasid and the chasidi. And then we have chasid from chesed. Chesed in the Hebrew means loving kindness or mercy. So he be the chesed, he be he who is loving and kind, right? The merciful one. So here, writing over a couple of Yerushalayim tunes here, Matityahu, love this tune here. Listen for the lyric where he says, you know, it's not about the land or the sea, the country, but the dwelling of his majesty. Yes, I give thanks to the Rabbah, Matityahu. Yes, I, ach, Shelly.
Jerusalem, if I forget you, forget I can come from it. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. In the ancient days, we will return with no delay, picking up the bounty and the spoils on our way. We've been traveling from state to state, and I'm don't understand what they say. 3,000 years with no place to be, and them want me to give up my milk and honey. Don't you see, it's not about the land or the sea, not the country, but the dwelling of his majesty. Jerusalem, if I forget you, my hand can come from it. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Jerusalem, if I forget you, my hand can come from it. Jerusalem, if I forget you, temple and the crown of glory. Years gone by, about 60, burned in the yakin in the sanctuary. And the guests tried to choke, but they couldn't choke me. But that night now, I will not fall asleep. And I'm come overseas
Yes, they're trying to be free. Erase the demons out of our memory. Change your name and your identity. Afraid of the truth and our dark history. Why is everybody always chasing we? Cut off the roots of your family tree. Don't you know that's not the way to be? Jerusalem, if I forget you. Up in these ways and our world gone crazy. I don't know, it's just a phase. Case of the Simon says, if I forget the truth, then my words won't penetrate. Babylon burning in the place, can't see through the case. Chuck down all of them dirty ways. That's the price that you pay for selling lies to the youth. No way, not okay. Oh, no way, not okay. Hey. Ain't no one gonna break my shine. Ain't no one gonna hold me down. Jerusalem, if I forget you, I gonna come from it on. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Jerusalem, if I forget you, I gonna come from it on. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do.
Jerusalem, if I forget you, fire not going to come from the tongue. You know, my right hand will forget what it's supposed to do. Scripture says, my right hand, she shall teach I and I terrible things. Yes, I. Praise be, glory be to the King of Kings.
We don't care who likes this or not, as long as we know it's the truth. As long as we know it's the truth.
Every law is illegal.
Every government upon the face of this earth today is illegal. Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. We have to pray, yes we have to pray. We have to pray for the judgment day. So come we go up at Jerusalem. And aspiration crumble in front of their face, and all of their wicked intention to destroy the human race. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe in reggae music. Out of Ethiopia one more time. Come we go up by Ethiopia one more time. We are go pray, yes we are go pray. We are go sing to listen on the night and day. So come we go up by Ethiopia one more time. We'll be right back. you're the key. Talk to who, speak to me. You bring the voice of the Rasta man to communicate with everyone. And so I know, and that's how I know, and that's how I know.
It's reggae music.
Crumble in front of their face. All of their wicked intention to downstroke the human race. Oh, oh, I believe, and that's how I know, and that's how I know.
It's reggae music. It's reggae music.
Of man, the man child's earth day, Lich Tafari Mekonnen. This man was born there with Ethiopia. This man was born there. And here for the Sunday service, Melkam the Hood, beautifully good first day. Here, the reason for the season. Also, in the Royal Amharic, you know, first we go to the Hebrew groundation, as Matthew says, the Hebrew language, the Masoretawi. Masoretawi Kwankwa, the foundational language. Right, so we have Devarim, the words, Bamarinyan, the Metzav Kedus, and we also have the Parallel Torah, where we have the KJV, the English, and the Royal Amharic from His Majesty's Bible, the King of Kings Bible. And this would correspond to the words when it says Eile, you know, Ha-Devarim, that these are the words, Yet Negaracho Kal. Yenegracho kal yihino, yenegracho, that which he told them to say speak, but told them, yenegracho kal. Kal is interesting in Hebrew, the word call is voice, and kal in the Royal Amharic is word. Interesting that. But here it doesn't say kaloch, kaloch, words, right? Or kalat in the old Gutis, more Gutis construct. It says kal in the singularity. Because even though we have the 10 words, the 10 commandments, right, or the 10 words, it's one word. It's one word, word up. So here, getting ready to continue the Aliyah, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and the prophets reading and the new covenant reading, and spend some time with lamentation, hearing what Tagwan, both then and now, even hearing how those before I and I suffered so much, right? Of course, much of it because of, you know, we misdoings, we wrongdoings, following everybody else's law, everybody else's way, everybody else's religion, everybody else's God, but I and I own. So here, to ride up, ride up, ride up. Mm-hmm.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
So the answer to that question. And what do these words mean, and why is it so important?
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh. Give the promised
land. Huh? You didn't hear it? The answer to the question is,
there's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh. Give the promised land. Give the promised land.
Make the Aliyah up. Make we ride up, make we go up, make we Aliyah up.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Echad. Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here for the Rabbi, Aliyah. The fourth reading and up offering up Aliyah for this Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath words, the words. These are the words. With tapkem asher amaritem alavaz yihye uwa benekem asher lo yadu hayom toba wa ra'a heima yabo uwa shama wilahema etanenah Wihema Yirashuha. Hear, for the Rabbi, the fourth offering up Aliyah reading for this Shabbat Devarim. Here picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 1, here at verse 39, for the Rabbi Aliyah. Moreover, your little ones, your little ones, which y'all said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good or evil, they shall go in thither, they are. And to them will I give it, will I give her, and they shall possess it, they shall possess her. But as for you, turn you and take your journey into the Midbar, into the wilderness by the way of the Yam Suf, of the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea. Then ye y'all answered and said to I, I have sinned, have acted up against the Yahweh Jehovah. We will go up and fight according to all that Yahweh Eloheinu, that Jehovah, Ayinai Elohim, commanded Ayinai, commanded us. And when ye, y'all, had girded on every man his weapons of war, ye, y'all, were ready to go up into the hill. And Yahweh Jehovah said to me, said to I, say to them, go not up, Aliyah not up, go not up, neither fight. For I am not among you, lest ye all be smitten before your enemies. So I spake to you, and ye all would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh of Jehovah, and went presumptuously up into the hill. And the Amorites, which dwelt in that mountain, came out against you and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even to Hormah. And ye all returned and wept lifnei Yahweh before Jehovah. But Jehovah would not hearken to your voice, your vocal, nor give ear to you. So ye, y'all abode in Kadesh many days, according to the days that ye, y'all abode there, there. Shema Yisrael, Rastafari Hoy, Shema, hear. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 2. The wanderings and conflicts of the wilderness of the Midbar. Then we, I and I, turned and took our Ionite journey into the wilderness by the way of the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, Etarabahir, the Eritrean Sea, as Yahweh, as Jehovah spake to I. And we, I and I, compassed Mount Seir many days. And Shema, hear, give ear right here for the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah offering up, Anafora up offering, here for this Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath words, the words. Here picking up the fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 2, at verse 2, for the Hamishi Aliyah. Vayomeri Yahweh Elaya Lemor. And Jehovah spake to me, spake to I, Lemor, saying, Rava lakem sova eta hahar hazeh. Benua lakem safona. Ye, y'all, have compassed this mountain long enough. Rav lakem sov eta hahar hazeh. Turn you northward. Penu lakem safona. And command thou Ha'am, the people, Lemor, saying, ye all are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir and Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take y'all good heed to yourselves, therefore. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a foot breadth because I have given Mount Seir to Esau for a possession. Ye, y'all, shall buy meat, buy meal, buy food of them for money, that ye, y'all, may eat. And ye, y'all, shall also buy water of them for money, that ye, y'all, may drink. For Yahweh Elohim, God, Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through, thy trotting through this great wilderness, these 40 years, Yahweh Elohim, God, Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. And when we pass by from our brethren, the children of Esau, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, through the way of the plain from Elat and from Ezion-Gavir, we turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. And Yahweh Jehovah said to I, distress not the Moabites, neither contend with them in battle and Baal, for I will not give thee of their land for a possession, because I have given Ar to the children of Lot for a possession. The Amims dwelt therein in times past, a great people, and many and tall as the Anakims, which also were accounted giants, Nephilim as the Anakims. But the Moabites called them Amims. And the Horims also dwelt in Seir before time. But the children of Esau of Esau succeeded them when they had destroyed them from before them and dwelt in their stead, as Yisrael did to the land of his possession, which Yahweh Jehovah gave to them. Now, rise up, said I, and get you over the brook Zered. And I went over the brook Zered. And the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we were come over the brook Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war, the warriors, the men of war, were wasted out from among the hosts, as Jehovah swear to them. For indeed, the hand of Yahweh of Jehovah was against them, to destroy them from among the hosts, until they were consumed. So it came to pass, when all the men of war, the warriors, the men of war, were consumed and dead from among Ha'am, the people, that Yahweh spake to I, Lemor, saying, thou, the I, art to pass over through Ar, the coast of Moab, this day. And when thou comest nigh near over against the children of Ammon, distress them not, nor meddle with them, for I will not give thee of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it to the children of Lot for our possession. That also was accounted a land of giants, Nephilim. Giants, Nephilim dwelt therein in old time. And the Ammonites called them Zamzumims, a people great and many, and tall as Anakims. But Yahweh Jehovah destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead. as he did to the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed the Horims from before them, and they succeeded them, and dwelt in their stead, even to this day. And the Avims, which dwelt in Hazarim, even to Aza, the Kaphtorims, which came forth of Kaphtor, destroyed them and dwelt in their stead. Rise you up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hand Sihon Haemori, the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle in Baco. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations, the Goyim, the international community that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee, I. And I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemot to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, let me make I pass through thy land. I will go along by the highway. I will neither turn to the right hand nor to the left. Thou shalt sell me meat, meal, food for money that I may eat, and give me water for money that I may drink. Only I will pass through on my feet. As the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and the Moabites, which dwell in Ar, did to me, did to I, until I shall pass over Yarden, Jordan, into the land which Yahweh Eloheinu, which Jehovah, I and I give. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let I and I pass by him. For Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into thy hand, as appertaineth this day.
Yes. It's interesting the context right there that Jah truly is Earth's rightful ruler. He gave this to this one, gave that to that one, but it's like I and I people were, you know, kind of last and lacking, a generation was lacking, but how Jah divided, you know, the nations, their territories, and to the children of Israel, to I and I, because
there's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
But a she, Aliyah. For this Shabbat, Debarim. Sabbath, the words here, picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, the Sefer Devarim. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 2, picking up with verse 31 for the Sheshi Aliyah. For the sixth reading, the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth offering up, Anaphora, for this Shabbat Devarim. Wayomeri Yawahelai Re'ei Ha'chiloti Teita Lefaneka Eta Sichon We Eta Arzo Ha'chela Rash La Resheta Eta Arzo And Yahweh Jehovah said to me, Behold, Re'ei, see, I have begun to give Sihon, Sihon, and Arzo his land before thee. I begin to possess that thou mayest inherit Arzo his land. Then Sihon came out against us, against Sinai, he and all Amor, his people, to fight at Jahaz. And Yahweh Eloheinu, and Jehovah Sinai Elohim delivered him before us, before Sinai. And I smote him, and Benaiah his sons, and all Amor his people. And we, I took all his cities at that time, at that Iowa, and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones, and every city. We, I left none, no one to remain. Only the cattle we took for a prey to ourselves, to ourselves, and the spoil of the cities which we, I took from Aroer, which is by the brink of the river of Arnon, and from the city that is by the river, even to Gilead. There was not one city too strong for us, for I, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, Ina Elohim, delivered all to us, to I. Only to the land of the children of Ammon thou camest not, nor to any place of the river Jabbok, nor to the cities in the mountains, nor to whatsoever Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah Einai Elohim forbade us, forbade I. Hear, Shema, give ear, right here, hear. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 3. Then we, I turned and went up, aliyah up, the way to Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, against I, he and all Amor, his people, to battle at Edrei. And Yahweh Jehovah said to me, fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people, Amor, and also his land into thy hand. And thou shalt do to him as thou didst to Sihon, king of Ha'emori, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Cheshbon. So Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, Aina Elohim, delivered into Aina's hands Og also, the king of Bashan, and all Amor, his people. And we, Aina, smote him until none, no one was left to him remaining. And we took, Aina took all his cities at that time, at that Iowa. There was not a city which we, Aina, took not from them. 70 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars, besides unwalled towns, a great many. And we, I and I, utterly destroy them, as we, I and I, did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying, destroying the men, women, and children of every city. But all the cattle and the spoil of the cities, we, I and I, took for a prey to ourselves, to I and I selves. And we, I and I, took at that time, at that hour, out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites, the land that was on this side Yarden, this side Jordan, from the river of Arnon to Mount Hermon. Which Hermon, the Sidonians called Sirion, and the Amorites called it Shenir. All the cities of the plain, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, to Salcha and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. The remnant of giants. Behold, his bedstand was a bedstand of iron. Is it not in Rabat of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. And this land which I possessed at that time, as that I were from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, and half Mount Gilead, and the cities thereof, gave I to the Reubenites and to the Gadites. And the rest of Gilead and all Bashan, being the kingdom of Og, gave I to the half-tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob, with all Bashan, which was called the land of giants, the land of the Rephai. Yair, the son of Manasseh, took all the country of Argob to the coast of Geshuri and Ma'akati, and called them after his own name, Bashan Havot Yair, to this day.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, hear, for the Shabbi, hear for the seventh Aliyah, seventh reading, the seventh up offering up here for this Shabbat and this Parsha here, Parashat Devarim, here, picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called in the translations in English, Deuteronomy chapter 3, here, Shema Yisrael, give ear right here. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 15, for the Shabbi'i, Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading here for Shabbat Devarim. Ulamakir Natati Etaha Gilead. And I gave Gilead to Makir, and to the Reubenites and to the Gadites I gave from Gilead even to the river Arnon, half the valley, and the border even to the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon, and the plain also, and Jordanos, and Jordan, and the coast thereof, from Kinneret even to the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, under Ashdota Pisgah, eastward. And I commanded you at that time, at that Iowa, saying, Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah your Elohim hath given you this land to possess it, to possess her. Ye y'all shall pass over armed before your brethren, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, all that are meet for the war, all that are fit for the war, all the men of valor, all the men of valor. It says, call Bnei Chayil, call Bnei Chayil, call Bnei Chayil, 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 Chayil. Call all Bnei, the sons of Chayil, 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 Chayil. But your wives and your little ones, and your cattle, for I know that ye all have much cattle, I know y'all have enough cattle, shall abide in your cities, which I have given you, 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 given you. And hear for the maftir, for Shabbat Parshat Devarim, here at verse 20. Ada Asher Yaniach Yoa La Echekem Ka Kem We Yara Shu Gam Haim Etaha Aret Asher Yehoa Elohekem Notena Lahem De Eber Hayardena wit Shaba Shabatem Ish Lia Ru Shato Asher Natati Lakem, until Yahweh Jehovah have given rest to your brethren as well as to you, and until they also possess the land which Yahweh Elohim, which Jehovah your Elohim have given them, beyond Yarden, beyond Jordanos, beyond Jordan. And then shall ye y'all return every man to his possession, which I have given you. And I commanded Yehoshua, Yasu, Joshua, at that time, at that Iowa, saying, thine eyes have seen all that Yahweh Elohim hath done to these two kings. So shall Yahweh Jehovah do to all the kingdoms whither way thou passest. Ye y'all shall not fear them, for Yahweh Elohim, he shall fight. He shall fight for you. Lo Raum Ki Owa Elohekem Hu Ha Nilhamalakem. And here fulfills the first reading, the first aliyot for this first reading from the fifth book of Moshe, right here, the Barim, Parshat the Barim, Kibur Lekalu, Kibur Adinsu, Kibur Lechailu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, Kibur Leabinu, Lemelkeinu, glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King, Kibur Lekadamawi, Haile Selassie, Beshem Yeshua HaMoshia, Begitachina, Bemedhanetachin, BeYesus Christosim,
Amen.
John!
Yes, Tafari.
John!
Yes, Tafari.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I and the virtual King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Ainai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Ainai the Torah, the directions, the instructions, Jaloh. Wa'imru, Amen. We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Exiavi, Mesken,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos.
Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay.
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 On the replay. You know, while these supplies here and thee last, yes, I, Rastafari. So call in, call in, call in,
call in, call in, call in, call in, call in.
515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. We have like about minutes before we go into the grace period of this.
Yes, we got like 9 minutes. Chan, the time I fly, flying right here. You're here for the first day. Chazon, the vision, right here, here, here. Got a little bit more right here, brothers and sisters. If you can't catch it full or full now, then, of course, we said and recommend catch on the replay. Check it out in the bite-sized portion in the Shabua, in the strong.
Call in, call in, call in to hear the full or full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay.
515-602-9761. Yes, I hear the bracha, the blessing before the Haftarah, the prophet's reading here for this Shabbat Chazon and the first day Chazon, the vision, and this Tisha B'Av here, the ninth of the fifth moon, the month of the Father.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam, asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, veratzah b'debrehim, hane'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, habocher b'torach, u'moshe abdo, u'b'Israel ammo, u'b'nebiei ha'emet wa'tzedek. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 1 to 27. Besama Abba Wabalet Mephesa Kadus Ahaduam Lak. The visions of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Yehuda. Hear, O ye heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh Baruch Hu hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doeth not know, my people doeth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken Yahweh, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel, the Kedushan of Israel, to anger. They are gone away backwards. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burnt with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in the vineyard, as a lodge in the garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city, except Yahweh Zebaoth Baruch Hu had left to us a very small remnant. We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like to Gomorrah. Hear the word of Yahweh Baruch Hu, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our Elohim, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, saith Yahweh? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who have required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblation. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble to me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hand, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you. Make you clean. Put away the evil in your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Speak judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith Yahweh Baruch Hu. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of Yahweh Baruch Hu has spoken it. How was the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it. But now, murderers, thy silver has become dross, thy wine mixed with water, thy princes are rebellious, and companions of thieves. Everyone loveth gifts, and followeth after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither do the cause of the widow come to them. Therefore saith the Master Yahweh Zebaoth Baruch Hu, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of mine adversaries,
and avenge me of mine enemies. I will turn my hand upon thee, and purely purge away thy dross, and take away all thy tins. And I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterwards thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and her coverts with righteousness. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole hailu, kebole kedema we haile selas, nebus negese Ethiopia, ja Rastafari, shalom.
This blunt is the fattest. Just look at my status. Still the baddest apparatus. Notice everywhere we go, they looking at us. Every reporter, they throwing the book at us. I considered the cook. I considered the people of the book. They were shook when I opened the scriptures and took another look at us. Changing my status, getting rid of all the malice, hitting the chalice, cannabis to keep it balanced. That's a key talent. We in the land and the ego, we under his talent. I'm busting out. Everyone asking me what's all the fuss about. Every time that I open my mouth.
Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. On the replay. On the replay. On the replay.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia. 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Here. We're at the 92nd mark right here for the Shabbat. Chazon for the Sabbath of the vision, Tisha B'Av, looking forward to the birthday, the earth day of the Son of Man. Here we went from the mourning and weeping to the joy, the significance of this time, this Iowa, this season. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to write up the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant reading, and then going to return to the Lamentation, get a hear of Lamentation. So here at the 60-second mark, those in the live stream, check it out now or check it out on the replay, the bite-sized portions. Yes, sir. The manna, the angel's bread. Here, the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant, reading and feeding. The Adis Kidan.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Chadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, notain habarik ha hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan, renewed covenant reading for RSS number 44, Devarim, words. From the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verse 1 through 21. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Wehabin, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, the conversion of Saul, verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit, verse 3, Gimel, verse 4, Dalet. Ve Shaul, Odenu, Yepeach, Za'am, Wa Retzach, Al Talmide, Ha'adon, Wa Yabo, El HaKohen, HaGadol. Vayishal miito miktabim ledameshek el bate knisiot lemaan asher yeser et asher yimtza o chazim baderek hahir anashim o nashim vayibiem yerushalayim vayahir hu holek vekareb ledameshek vehine Pitom nagah alayu misabib or min hashemaim. Vayifol arza vayishma kol midaber alayu. Shaul, Shaul, lama terdafeni. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of Ha-Adon, against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Adonai? And Ha-Adon said, I am Yeshua, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Adonai, what wilt thou have me to do? And Ha-Adon said to him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men that journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus, named Ananias. And to him said Ha-Adon in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Adonai. And Ha-Adon said to him, Arise and go into the street that is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judah for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Adonai, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here, he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call upon thy name. But Ha-Adon said to him, Go thy way. For he is a chosen vessel to me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will shew him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Paul filled with the Spirit. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, Ha-Adon, even Yeshua, that appeareth to thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul baptized, and immediately there fell from his eyes, as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose, and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples that were at Damascus. Paul preaches, and straightway he preached Mashiach in the synagogues. He preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is Bein Ha-Elohim, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them that called upon this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound to the chief priest? Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakedamawi, chayle salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'chaylu. Glory to the word, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'chaylu, kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu, glory be to thy Father, thy King, kabur l'abuna, l'ngusna, Lekedamawi Chayle Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Be'shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in name of Yeshua, the Messiah, Be'getachna, Be'medchanetachin, be Jesus Christos sim. Amen.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
And hear the words of Garmawi Negus Neges that goes in oneness with the word here from the New Covenant reading, the Berit Chadash of Adis Kidan reading from Acts of the Apostles concerning Brother Paul. You know, concerning Brother Paul. And I, you know, get to love Brother Paul because Brother Paul shows us something about many of I and I, you know, going from the negative to the positive, so to speak. But hear His Majesty speak on Brother Paul, shall we?
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, Kudus Paulus, yellow.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Jalov in the house, the Beit Yisrael, dedication of the house.
Mizmor Lamed. Mizmor.
Ow. Psalm 30, Mizmor Lamed, here corresponding with Tisha B'Av, the ninth of the fifth month, the month of the Father. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Mizmor Lamed, Mizmor Shir Hanukkat Habayit LeDavid. Lamed, Mizmor Shir Hanukkat Habayit LeDavid. Mizmor Shir Hanukkat Habayit LeDavid. Aromincha Adonai Ki Dillitani, Velo Simachta Oyevai Li. Adonai Elohai, שיבעתי אליך ותרפאני. אדוני, העלית מן שאול נפשי, צייתני מיורדבור. זמרו לאדוני חסידיו, והודו לזכר קודשו. כי רגע באפו חיים ברצונו, בערב ילין בכי, ולבוקר רינה. ואני אמרתי ושלבי, בל אמות לעולם. אדוני, ברצונך העמדת להררי עוז, הסתרת פניך, הייתי נבהל. אליך, אדוני, אקרא, ואל אדוני אתחנן. מה בצע בדמי ברידתי אל שחת, היודך עפר? היגיד עמיתך, שמע אדוני וחונני, אדוני היה עוזר לי. הפכת מספדי למחול לי, פיתחת שקי, ותעזרני שמחה למען יזמרך כבוד ולא ידום אדוני אלוהי לעולם עודקת.
Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever, forever, forever.
In the house, this is the Kalungi rhythm right there, love in the house, and Psalm 30, the Hanukkah Tabayit Lidawid, the song for the livication, the dedication, the renewing of the house, and the connection with Maccabees, very, very clear right there, the Maccabee connection right there. It's a look over the tune right here. I'm going to ride up with Lamentations. Let's check out Lamentations. So we know, you know, how we've gone from there to here, from mourning to dancing. Yes, I, giving thanks and praise for the birth of the man-child, the son of man. Love, Shalom in the house, in his house. Yes, I. Rastafari. Come in, come on.
And continue. How's some more joy I bring you? A more song I sing you. I say give unto Rastafari, yo, he mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is up on the waters, the voice of Rastafari thunderous. Rastafari is up on many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty, hey, 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 hey. Burn out the war and animosity, wow. Creation songs, iration yawns, repatriation the people want, why? Creation songs, iration yawns, love is what the children want. And one love in the house, and that's what it's all about. Anytime, anyhow, sun a shine for you now. One love in the house, and that's what it's all about. Anytime, anyhow, black people, them are my treasure. Pull them up on music, but for life, no pressure. No recreational, and them have money for leisure. They're unlimited, so what they just cannot be measured. He has not it well, but the love make it better. It's the last of the first, him are the only trendsetter. And your mother, and your father, love your one and the other. Love your little sister, and respect your little brother. Yeah, stop the youth, and stop climbing up the ladder. Blaze the fire, blaze, and my bone is redder, redder. May I have to say, yeah, oh, yeah, oh. In the house, and that's what it's all about. Anytime I'm down, this one is time for you now. One
promise it. Teach them anything you do it well properly. All the music gets a lot popularity. That's what it's all about. Anytime, any out, sometimes what you know. One love in the house, and that's what it's all about. Hey, 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 oh. Creation, don't Irish, and you're to patriarch that rocks the bar I want. And Irish, and you're creation, don't. Make sure the people vote blunt. Come on this out. One love in the house, and that's what it's all about. Anytime, any out, it's not a time for you know. In the house, block love me from out. You think before you speak, be careful of the things what you do.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here for the Tisha B'Av, for the ninth of the fifth moon, remembering the destruction of the Temple of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, first and the second times. And we had brought the Kever Neges within to the reason. And I'm still looking, haven't had time here on the board to go through it more thoroughly, and apologies, there's so much to share. But here, time of lamentation and concerning the Ark of the Covenant and the vision of Shlomo HaMelech of Negus, Solomon. Something interesting that we caught right here where it says right here, the son is the king of gods. You know, it's in chapter 27 of the Wallace Budge translation of the Kever Neges. And, you know, we rate Wallace Budge because he was given a Star of Ethiopia third class by Dagmawi Menulik, you know, for this translation, you know, which is on par with the KJV, which some might say is not saying a lot, but at least for us in an applicative, a functional way, can give us like a stepping stone, you know, so not to stumble over a stepping stone, but recognize it's a stepping stone for I and I, understanding, understanding. So the vision, the dream that Solomon had concerning the son leaving Yisrael, the son S-U-N, Tahai, right, the Shemesh in the Hebrew, leaving Yisrael because the people of Israel hated the son, and the son going forward to Ethiopia where a people received gladly. So that's one point right there connected with the Tisha B'Av, right, the Tisha B'Av. That time that will be a time of lamentation, mourning, and weeping for the loss of Zion, the loss of the Temple of Jerusalem, loss of the Ark of the Covenant, all that is connected right there, right? And to a time of rejoicing, a time of the King Messiah, even the King of Kings, weep not, behold. So we have chapter 50 and chapter 57 right here of the Kever Neges to share the segue to our hearing of a lamentation. Lamentation is appointed for this particular time and season. Now, it's so very interesting with the birth of the Son of Man, the birth of the man-child, the birth of Lij, Tafari, Mekonnen, right here, 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 and also the word of prophecy concerning this man born there with Ethiopia, this man born there. So chapter 50, a look right here as a segue riding up, how they bade farewell to his father and how the city mourned. When Dawid, or David II, a.k.a. also known as Menelik, Bein Alechem Ibn Hakim, son of the wise man, the son of King Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, after he came to check his father, visit his father, went to his bar mitzvah, by his bar mitzvah, you know, got prepared, and along with the 1,000 from each of the 12,000, or the 12 tribes of Israel, making 12,000. It was interesting, the previous Torah portion, we have that same pattern there. 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel going forward with Phinehas, right? But here we have the Kibbutz Negest, the Queen of Sheba, only son Menelik, chapter 50, how they bade farewell, shalom, salam to his father, and how the city, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, mourned. And they bade the king farewell and departed. And first of all, they said Zion. Now, when it says Zion here, it's in the metaphorical language of the Hebrew, referring to the Aron HaKodesh, or the Holy Ark, the Aron, the Ark. And first of all, they set Zion by night upon a wagon together with a mass of worthless stuff and dirty clothes and stores of every kind and sort. And when all the wagons were loaded and the masters of the caravans rose up, and the horn, the shofar, the horn was blown, and the city became excited, and the youths shouted loudly, awesomeness crowned it, and grace surrounded it, surrounded her, Zion, Shiyom, the Aron HaKodesh. And the old men wailed, and the children cried out, and the widows wept, and the virgins lamented, because the sons of their nobles, the mighty men, the Hayalan, the mighty men of Israel, had risen up to depart. But the city did not weep for them alone, but because the majesty of the city had been carried off with them. And although they did not know actually that Zion, that the Aron HaKodesh, had been taken from them, they made no mistake in their hearts, heartically, and they wept bitterly, and they were then even as they were when Hailehem, when the power, when Egeziavir, the sustainer, the good, the generous father, slew the firstborn of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, of Kemet, if you please, of Gibbetz. There was not a house wherein there was not wailing. From man even to beast, the dogs howl, and the asses scream, and all those who were left there mingle their tears together. It was as though the generals of a mighty army had besieged the great city and had captured it by assault and looted it and taken its people prisoners and slain them with the edge of the sword. Even thus, like this, was the city of Zion, the city of David, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. And King Solomon, Negus Salomon, Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon was dismayed. King Solomon was dismayed at the weeping and the outcry of the city. And he looked out from the roof of the palace, the fort of the king's house, and saw the whole city weeping and following them. And as a child whom his mother had removed from her breast and left, followeth in her footsteps, crying out and weeping, even so did the people cry out and weep. And they cast dust up on their heads, and they shed tears with their eyes. And when Solomon saw the majesty of those who had departed, he was deeply moved, and he trembled, and his bowels quaked, and his tears fell drop by drop upon his apparel. And he said, Woyo Ling, Woyo, Oive, woe is me. Woy, and nay, Oive, woe is me, woe is I, for my glory, Kabre, hath departed, Kabodi, hath departed, and the crown of my splendor hath fallen, and my belly is burnt up because of this my son hath departed, and the majesty of my city, and the freemen, the children of my might, are removed. From this moment our glory has passed away, and our kingdom hath been carried off to a strange people, who know not Hailahim Elohim, even as the prophet saith, the people who have not sought me have found me. The people who have not sought I have found I. Here from Yeshaya LXV, Isaiah 65:1. From this time, this I will forth HaTorah, the law, and wisdom, Chokmah, Tibet, and understanding, Bina, shall be given to them. And my father hath prophesied concerning them. Ethiopia shall bow before him. His enemies shall eat the dust. Psalm LXVIII, Psalm 68, verse 31. And in another, Sleeker, that's the next quote coming up. This is Psalm LXXII, Psalm 72, verses 9 and 10. Ethiopia shall bow before him, and his enemies shall eat the dust. Another one gone, and another one bite the dust. And in another place, he saith, Ethiopia shall stretch out her hands to Hailahim, to the power, to Ha Elohim, and he shall receive her with honor, and the kings of the earth shall praise Hailahim, shall praise the power, Ha Elohim. This is Psalm 68, LXVIII, and 31. And in a third place, he saith, behold, the Philistines, the Palestinians, behold, the Philistines, and the Tyrians, the Tyrians, and the people of Ethiopia who were born without the law HaTorah shall be given to them. And they shall say to Zion, our mother, Inatachin, because of a man who shall be born. Now here, they have the quotes here. LXXXIII, Psalm 50, 60, 70, 80, 83, and 7. There's a question mark there. Depends on the reading of the psalm, the ancient, some of the moderns. And also compare LXXXVII, Psalm 87, verses 2 to 4 with Isaiah LI, Isaiah 51 and 16, right here. And this question that seals up chapter 50 of the Covenant of Guests of the glory of kings. Will this man then be my son who is begotten of me? So Solomon is asking this question here in the Covenant of Guests upon the departure of his son, unbeknown to them, the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron HaKodesh, was departing with them, and people in spontaneous weeping. Solomon trying to check this out and saying, Chan, I feel it too. Why?
With Ethiopia. This man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there.
With Ethiopia.
This man was born there. July 23rd, 23rd of July, 1892. Yes, I, the son of man, the man child. So you see the full cipher of the prophecy here of the Tisha B'Av, the ninth of the fifth month, later called Ab, the month of the father. Here in this season, the 17th to the 18th, we have the Tisha B'Av, and coming up, we have the 23rd of July. So from the mourning to the dancing, right, from the weeping to the happiness. Here, chapter 67, concerning the lamentation of Shlomo, of Solomon, of Solomon, here connected with this time, this season. So what we're showing is a split screen of then and now, and the prophecy of His Majesty, according to the glory of His Majesty, and the witness and the testimony, even here of the Kibbutz and the guests. Chapter 67, concerning the lamentation of Shlomo, of Solomon, of Solomon. And now I will tell you how he died. His days were 60 years when a sickness attacked him, and his days were not as the days of Dawid, Abiyo, David, his father, but they were 20 years shorter than his, because he was under the sway of woman and worshipped idols. And the angel of death of Mavet came and smote him in the foot, and he wept and said, Yahweh Elohei Yisrael, O he who be, we be, the power of Israel, I am conquered by the terrestrial law, the earthly law, for there is no one free from blemish before thee, O Adonai, Adonai, and there is no one righteous and wise before thee, O Adonai, O Adonai, for thou dost scrutinize and try the heart. Nothing is hidden from thee. Thou lookest upon the hidden things, it were revealed, and thou searchest out the heart. Maharneh, have mercy upon I, O Adonai. Thou examinest the heart of man, and dost try the reins, the kidneys. Have mercy upon I, O Adonai. Thou hearest both the whisper and the thunderclap. Thou, the eye, hearest both the whisper and the thunderclap. Have mercy upon I, O Adonai. And if thou hast mercy upon the righteous who have not transgressed thy commandments, what is there wonderful in thy mercy? Have mercy upon I, O Adonai. But if thou shouldest show mercy, chesed, loving kindness, mercy upon me, a sinner, a akka, thy mercy, chesedika, would be a marvelous and a gracious thing. Have mercy upon I, Adonai. And although I have sinned, I have lacked, fallen short, I've ucked up, remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the Hebrew Trinity, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my fathers, my patriarchs, who did not transgress thy commandment, thy imperative. Have mercy upon I, O Adonai, for thou art merciful and forgiving. For the sake of Dawid, David, Abdeka, the high servant, have mercy upon I, O Adonai. O master of the world, Ribono Shel HaOlamim, and of kings and governors, have mercy upon I, O Adonai. O thou who makest fools to be wise and the wise to be fools, have mercy upon I, O Adonai. O turner of sinners, of uckers, and rewarder of the righteous, have mercy upon I, O Adonai. And as he spake these words, tears streamed down his face, and he searched for his napkin. And the angel of Elohim went down to him and said to him, hearken thou to what I shall say to thee, for the sake of that Elohim, Ha'elohim, have sent me, have sent I. From being a wise man, thou turnest thyself into a fool. And from being a rich man, thou hast turned thyself into a poor man. And from being a king, a negus, a melech, thou hast turned thyself into a man of no account. Through transgressing the commandment, the order of Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, and the beginning of thy evil was the taking of many wives by thee. For through this thou didst transgress Torato, his Torah, his direction, instruction, and his decree, and the ordinance of Ha'elohim that Moshe wrote and gave to you, to Yisrael, to Israel, that ye, that y'all should not marry wives from alien peoples, but only from your kinsfolk and the house of your fathers, your patriarchs, that your seed, your race might be pure and holy, and that Ha'elohim might dwell with you. But thou didst hold lightly the Torah of Ha'elohim, thinking that thou wast wiser than Ha'elohim, and that thou wouldest get very many male children. But the foolishness of Ha'elohim, of the powers wiser than the Chokmah, the wisdom of men and people. And he hath only given thee three sons, the one who carried off thy glory into an alien land and made the habitation of Ha'elohim to be in Ethiopia. The one who is lame of foot, who shall sit upon thy throne for the people of Yisrael, the son of the kin of thy kin from Tarbana, of the house of Yehuda, Judah, and the one who is the son of a Greek, a Syro-Phoenician woman, a handmaiden, who in the last days shall destroy Rehoboam and all thy kin of Yisrael. And this land shall be his, because he amaineth, yea, and amaineth in him that shall come, the Savior. And the tribe of Rehoboam and those who are left of Yisrael shall crucify him that shall come, the Redeemer, and the memory of you shall be blotted out from the earth. For they shall think out a plan that they shall not be able to establish, and he will be raw, rotted with them, and blot out the memorial of them. And as for thee, Yohosef, Joseph, the son of Yaakov, shall be a symbol of thee. For his brethren sold him into the land of Mitzrayim of Egypt from Syria, the land of Laba, of Laban. And on his going down into the land of Mitzrayim of Egypt, there arose a famine in Syria and in all the world. And through his going down, he called his kinfolk and delivered them from famine and gave them a habitation in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Kemet. The name whereof is Geshen, Goshen, Goshen. For he himself was Melech, was king, was Negus, under Paro, the Negus, the Sutenbet, the Sutenet of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, of Kemet. Similarly, the Savior, who shall come from thy seed, shall set thee free by his coming, and shall bring thee out of Sheol, where until the Savior cometh, thou shalt suffer pain, together with thy fathers, thy patriarchs, and he will bring thee forth. He will bring thee forward. For from thy seed, thy race, shall come forth a Savior who shall deliver thee, thee and those who were born before thee, and those who shall come after thee, from Adam to his coming in the kin of your kin, and he shall make thee go forth from Sheol, as Jehoshaphat, Joseph, brought out his kinfolk from the famine. That is to say, the first Sheol in the land of famine, So also shall the Savior bring out of Sheol you who are his kin's folk. And afterwards, the Mitzrayim, the B'nai Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the Kemetics, made the kinsmen of Yehoshaphat slaves. They enslave in bondage, hard servitude, hard labor. So also have the devils, the Diablosoch, the Satans made you slaves, enslaved you through the era of idols. And as Moses brought his kinsmen out of the servitude of Mitzrayim, Egypt, Kemet, so shall the Savior bring you out of the servitude of Sheol. And as Moshe wrought 10 miracles and punishments or plagues before Paro, the king, so the Savior who shall come from thy seed, thy race, shall work 10 miracles for life, for liberty before thy people. And as Moshe, after he had wrought the miracles, smote the sea and made the people to pass over it as it were on dry land, the Savior, the Medane Alem, who shall come overthrow the walls of Sheol and bring thee out. And as Moshe drowned Paro, Pharaoh, with the Egyptians in the sea of Eritrea, the Eritra Bahir, or the Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds, so also shall the Savior drown Hasatan, Satan and his Diablosoch, his devils, in Sheol. For the sea is to be interpreted by Sheol, and Paro, and Pharaoh by Hasatan, by Satan, and his hosts of Egyptians by Diablosoch, by Satanim, by Satan's devils. And as Moshe fed them with manna in the desert, in the midbar without toil, so shall the Savior feed you with the food of the garden, the Gan, the paradise forever, after he have brought you out of and from Sheol. And as Moshe made them to dwell in the midbar in the desert for 40 years without their apparel, their clothing, becoming worn out, or the soles of their feet, their kicks becoming torn, so the Savior shall make you to dwell without toil after the resurrection. And as Yehoshua, Joshua, Yasu brought them into the land of promise, so shall the Savior bring you into the garden of delight, into the Gan Be'eden, the Ganeta Eden. And as Yehoshua slew the 7 kings of Canaan, so shall the Savior slay the 7 heads of Iblis, of Satan, Satan, the devil. And as Yehoshua destroyed the people of Canaan, so shall the Savior destroy sinners, Uckers, and shut them up in the fortress of Sheol. And as thou hast built the house, the Beit El, the Bethel, the house of El Ha'el, so shall churches be built upon the tops of the mountains. Here, the 67th chapter of the Queen of Sheba and her son Menelik, the Kebra Neges, right here. So that's just a little segue right there. Brothers and sisters, right here. Let's ride up with Lamentations. It's good. So good, you know, to ride up Lamentation, recall the past, even the past 400 plus years, all the suffering, the tears, the pain, but the joy here of salvation. And the key is obedience of the
people. With Ethiopia, this man was born there, Babylon, to them that know me. Of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Selah. I will make mention.
Kadamawi.
Inflatia.
The whole place is doomed.
And here, Lamentations read for the Tisha B'Av. Yes, I.
Jeremiah, chapter 1. Out of the cities.
Come again. Yes, I.
The Lamentations of Jeremiah, chapter 1. Out of the city sit solitary that was full of people. How is she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces, how is she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the heathen. She findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. The ways of Zion do mourn, because none come to the solemn feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted. And she is in bitterness. Her adversaries are the chief. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord hath afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children are gone into captivity before the enemy. And from the daughter of Zion, all her beauty is departed. Her princes are become like harts that find no pasture, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy, and none did help her. The adversaries saw her and did mock at her Sabbaths. Jerusalem hath grievously sinned. Therefore she is removed. All that honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yea, she sigheth and turneth backward. Her filthiness is in her skirts. She remembereth not her last end. Therefore she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy hath magnified himself. The adversary hath spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things, for she hath seen that the heathen entered into her sanctuary, whom thou didst command that they should not enter into thy congregation. All her people sigh, they seek bread, they have given their pleasant things for meat to relieve the soul. See, O Lord, and consider, for I am become vile. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold, and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. He hath spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. They are wreathed and come up upon my neck. He hath made my strength to fall. The Lord hath delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. The Lord hath trodden underfoot all my mighty men in the midst of me. He hath called an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord hath trodden the virgin, the daughter of Judah, as in a winepress. For these things I weep. Mine eye runneth down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy prevailed. Zion spreadeth forth her hands, and there is none to comfort her. The Lord hath commanded concerning Jacob that his adversaries should be round about him. Jerusalem is as a menstruous woman among them. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandment. Hear, I pray you, all people, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and mine elders gave up the ghost in the city while they sought their meat to relieve their souls. Behold, O Lord, for I am in distress. My bowels are troubled, mine heart is turned within me, for I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword bereaveth, at home there is as death. They have heard that I sigh. There is none to comfort me. All mine enemies have heard of my trouble. They are glad that thou hast done it. Thou wilt bring the day that thou hast called, and they shall be like unto me. Let all their wickedness come before thee, and do unto them as thou hast done unto me for all my transgressions. For my sighs are many,
and my heart is faint. Chapter 2. How hath the Lord covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger, and cast down from heaven unto the earth the beauty of Israel, and remembered not his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord hath swallowed up all the habitations of Jacob, and hath not pitied. He hath thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He hath brought them down to the ground. He hath polluted the kingdom and the princes thereof. He hath cut off in his fierce anger all the horn of Israel. He hath drawn back his right hand from before the enemy, and he burned against Jacob like a flaming fire which devoureth round about. He hath bent his bow like an enemy. He stood with his right hand as an adversary, and slew all that were pleasant to the eye in the tabernacle of the daughter of Zion. He poured out his fury like fire. The Lord was as an enemy. He hath swallowed up Israel. He hath swallowed up all her palaces. He hath destroyed his strongholds, and hath increased in the daughter of Judah mourning and lamentation. And he hath violently taken away his tabernacle as if it were of a garden. He hath destroyed his places of the assembly. The Lord hath caused the solemn feasts and Sabbaths to be forgotten in Zion, and hath despised in the indignation of his anger the king and the priest. The Lord hath cast off his altar. He hath abhorred his sanctuary. He hath given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They have made a noise in the house of the Lord, as in the day of a solemn feast. The Lord hath purposed to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He hath stretched out a line. He hath not withdrawn his hand from destroying. Therefore he made the rampart and the wall to lament. They languish together. Her gates are sunk into the ground. He hath destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are among the Gentiles. The law is no more. Her prophets also find no vision from the Lord. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the ground and keep silence. They have cast up dust upon their heads. They have girded themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem hang down their heads to the ground. Mine eyes do fail with tears. My bowels are troubled. My liver is poured upon the earth for the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the sucklings swoon in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, where is corn and wine? When they swooned as the wounded in the streets of the city, when their soul was poured out into their mother's bosom. What thing shall I take to witness for thee? What thing shall I liken to thee, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I equal to thee that I may comfort thee, O virgin daughter of Zion? For thy breach is great like the sea. Who can heal thee? Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity, but have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment. All that pass by clap their hands at thee. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? All thine enemies have opened their mouth against thee. They hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up. Certainly this is the day that we looked for. We have found, we have seen it. The Lord hath done that which he had devised. He hath fulfilled his word that he had commanded in the days of old. He hath thrown down and hath not pitied, and he hath caused thine enemy to rejoice over thee. He hath set up the horn of thine adversaries. Their heart cried unto the Lord, O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river day and night. Give thyself no rest. Let not the apple of thine eye cease. Arise, cry out in the night. In the beginning of the watches, pour out thine heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up thy hands toward him for the life of thy young children that faint for hunger in the top of every street. Behold, O Lord, and consider to whom thou hast done this. Shall the women eat their fruit, and children of a span long? Shall the priest and the prophet be slain in the sanctuary of the Lord? The young and the old lie on the ground in the streets. My virgins and my young men are fallen by the sword. Thou hast slain them in the day of thine anger. Thou hast killed and not pitied. Thou hast called, as in a solemn day, my terrors round about, so that in the day of the Lord's anger none escaped nor remained. Those that I have swaddled and brought up have mine enemy consumed. Chapter 3. I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Also when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people, and their song all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgat prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. To crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good? Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways, and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. We have transgressed and have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. Thou hast slain. Thou hast not pitied. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, that our prayer should not pass through. Thou hast made us as the offscouring and refuse in the midst of the people. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare has come upon us, desolation and destruction. Mine eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. Mine eye trickleth down and ceaseth not without any intermission, till the Lord look down and behold from heaven. Mine eye affecteth mine heart because of all the daughters of my city. Mine enemies chased me sore, like a bird, without cause. They have cut off my life in the dungeon, and cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over mine head. Then I said, I am cut off. I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thine ear at my breathing, at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidst, fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me. Thou hast heard their reproach, O Lord, and all their imaginations against me. The lips of those that rose up against me and their device against me all the day. Behold, they are sitting down and they are rising up. I am their music. Render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart. Thy curse unto them. Persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heavens of the Lord. Chapter 4. How has the gold become dim? How has the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? Even the sea monsters draw out the breast. They give suck to their young ones. The daughter of my people is become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the sucking child cleaveth to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaketh it unto them. They that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hands stayed on her. Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire. Their visage is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaveth to their bones. It is withered. It has become like a stick. They that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through for want of the fruits of the field. The hands of the pitiful women have sodden their own children. They were their meat in the destruction of the daughter of my people. The Lord hath accomplished his fury. He hath poured out his fierce anger, and hath kindled a fire in Zion, and it hath devoured the foundations thereof. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her, they have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood, so that men could not touch their garments. They cried unto them, Depart ye, it is unclean. Depart, depart, touch not. When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, They shall no more sojourn there. The anger of the Lord hath divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests. They favored not the elders. As for us, our eyes as yet failed for our vain help. In our watchings we have watched for a nation that could not save us. They hunt our steps that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near, our days are fulfilled, for our end is come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains, they laid wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, Under his shadow we shall live among the heathen. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, that dwellest in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass through unto thee. Thou shalt be drunken, and shalt make thyself naked. The punishment of thine iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no more carry thee away into captivity. He will visit thine iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover thy sins. Chapter 5. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider, and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows. We have drunken our water for money. Our wood is sold unto us. Our necks are under persecution. We labor and have no rest. We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Servants have ruled over us. There is none that doth deliver us out of their hand. We gat our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. They ravished the women in Zion and the maids in the cities of Judah. Princes are hanged up by their hand. The faces of elders were not honored. They took the young men to grind, and the children fell under the wood. The elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their music. The joy of our heart is ceased. Our dance is turned into mourning. The crown is fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned. For this our heart is faint. For these things our eyes are dim. Because of the mountain of Zion which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever. Thy throne from generation to generation.
Wherefore dost thou forget us forever and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. But thou hast utterly rejected us. Thou art very wroth against us. The end of the Lamentations of Jeremiah.
Yes. We're already past the grace period of time, and this is just a little more grace on top of grace right here. Shavua Tov, a beautifully good sabbatical strong, but here in the reason for the season, Lamentations and Tisha B'Av, I finally found that. I got it right here. It was actually, this is ironic in a sense, it was chapter 30. The 30th Psalm here in this season, the reason for this season right here, 2 years after the 400 years, chapter 30, and the connection with Psalm 30. And it's just the latter part of this chapter I like to share on the outro right here, brothers and sisters. And for the record, because the next time we have a 30-30 like this, line up the 30th Psalm for this Sabbath, probably will be something like maybe eight years, from 7 to 14 years, according to the cycle, you know, when the Psalms, you know, land on certain days and times. But here, this is a chapter that is called, this chapter is called Concerning How King Solomon Swore to the Queen, right? How King Solomon Swore to the Queen. We're going to scroll it forward to this section here halfway through where it says, And after he slept, there appeared to King Solomon in a dream a brilliant sun, and it came down from heaven and shed exceeding great splendor over Israel. And when it had tarried there for a time in Iowa, it suddenly withdrew itself, and it flew away to the country of Ethiopia. And it shone there with exceedingly great brightness forever and ever. For it willed to dwell there. And the king Hamelech the Negu said, I waited to see if it would come back to Israel, but it did not return. And again, while I waited, a light rose up in the Shemayim and the Samayat, the heavens, and a sun came down from them in the country of Judah. And it sent forth light, illumination, that was very much stronger than before. And Israel, because of the flame that the sun entreated that sun evilly. Here, this is the part right here. And Israel, because of the flame of that sun, entreated that sun evilly and would not walk in the light thereof, would not walk in the illumination thereof. And that sun paid no heed to Israel. And the Israelites hated him. And it became impossible that peace, shalom, should exist between them and the sun. And they lifted up their hands against him with staves and knives, and they wished to extinguish that sun. And they cast darkness upon the whole world with earthquake and thick darkness. And they imagined that that sun would never more shine or rise upon them. And they imagined that that sun would never more rise up on them. And they destroyed his light and cast themselves upon him. And they set a guard over his tomb wherein they had cast him. And he came forth where they did not look for him, and illuminated the whole world, more especially the first sea and the last sea, Ethiopia and Rome. More especially the first sea, Ethiopia, and the last sea, Rome. And he paid no heed to Israel. He paid no heed whatsoever to Israel. And he ascended his former throne. And when Shlomo HaMelech, Negu Solomon, the king, saw this vision,
this Chazon, this Ra'i, in his sleep. His soul, she became disturbed, and his understanding, his Bina, was snatched away as by a flash of lightning. And he woke up with an agitated mind. Now Solomon became woke. And moreover, Solomon marveled concerning the queen, the Negis, the Malka, Malika, the queen, for she was vigorous in strength and beautiful of form, and she was undefiled in her virginity. And she had reigned for 6 years in her own country, and notwithstanding her gracious attraction and her splendid form, had preserved body pure. And the queen, the Negis, the Malka, the Malika, said to Solomon, Makeda said to Solomon, to Shlomo, dismiss me and let me make I depart to my own country. And he went into his house, Beito, and gave to her whatsoever she wished for of splendid things and riches and beautiful apparel that bewitched the eyes, and everything on which great store was set in the country of Ethiopia, Tobia, Ethiopia, and camels and wagons.